Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic from sex style to gossip.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. Yes, it's Sunday. It is July 31st, the last day of July. Tomorrow we're going into August. And for you that are in other countries, we are already in August. So welcome to a new month. Speaking of new, August 2nd is a new moon. So get ready for that because I like new things. And I like conversations. How do I like conversations? Well, I like conversations. And I like for you to join me in these conversations. And I would like for you to join my guest tonight. Gordana Biernat is joining me shortly because we've got a great conversation that we're going to talk about tonight. It's just a conversation about life, the flow, the power of now. Now, where we are is where we're supposed to be. All those great things. So there's a lot of energy. Lots and lots of energy. I feel it in my spirit. I feel it in my bones. I feel it in myself, in my I, in my this is it, in my eternal being, in me. Who are you and why are you here? Well, go to my archives at latalkradio.com/max, and you can check out a lot of shows that I've done there with Gordana Biernat, Valerie Love, Lisa Lampanelli, Jackie Collins. The list goes on and on and on. Kim Yarbrough. I could read my whole wall of celebrities that I have here. But just go there and check it out for yourself, latalkradio.com/max. Speaking of talking about, I got to talk about our new app. It's not new anymore, but it might be new for you because you don't have it. LA Talk Radio has a free app, and I want you to go get it right now because there you can easily hit Channel 1, Max and Friends, Sunday nights, 8 o'clock in LA, and you could be part of the show simply. Just take your phone and make it happen. You know, it's like we have the choice to make things easy or difficult. So why are you choosing the difficult way? Do the easy way. Download the free app and make life easy for yourself. You have the choice. You do. We're going to talk about that tonight here on Max and Friends. So much is happening. I know. And the last two shows were recorded, so I really couldn't talk to you, my friends. Here's the deal. I am wonderful. I am great. All is well within my soul. You know that saying? It really is. Thank you for all of your concerns. Thank you for all of your messages. Thank you for all of your emails, your tweets, your phone calls. I truly love you all and want you to know that, yes, all is okay. With that said, let's be honest. Shit happens. And sometimes we get involved with people, a group of people, companies, organizations, whatever it may be, where sometimes the truth isn't so transparent. But you know what I love to say? That truth that is crushed to the ground shall rise again. Know that to be true, that the truth will always surface. You know, they say that the truth always comes out in the wash. Well, let me just tell you one thing. I got a brand new machine. I done thrown 40 loads into it. I put my favorite lavender wash detergent in it. And when I took it out, the truth came out, spilled out, and I threw it into the dryer. I know I'm speaking in riddles because I am an enigma wrapped in a riddle. But know this to be true, all is well. And there will be more because I have some friends in some high places. I'm doing this 8 years now. And not only radio 8 years, but I've just been in the press for a long time. So by being in the press, I know the press. And when you have friends in the press, they got your back. So all I'm going to say is, stay tuned because there's a story within the story, and I promise you it's so good, and the best is yet to come, or the best is right now because I have a smile on my face, and this is the youngest I've ever felt. So there's a great song because I went to go see The Color Purple on Broadway when I was in New York last week, and I was so addicted to it that I had to see it again, and I'm going back to New York this week, and I'm going to see it again because it just speaks like so much. It's just because there's a song that says too beautiful for words. And I think that's what we all are, is too beautiful for words. Because when we look into each other, if we didn't have mirrors and I looked at you and you looked at me, you would think I looked like you and I would think you look like me. And so we are too beautiful for words. We try to use words to just dance around this scenario of you're beautiful. But there's a song that Heather Headley, who's in The Color Purple, she plays Miss Seeley, sings with – no, she plays Shug Avery. She plays Shug Avery. And then she sings with Miss Seeley, played by let me just pause for a moment. Cynthia Erivo is one of the most talented Broadway voices in general. When she sings, it hits my soul. So Cynthia Erivo and Heather Headley together, literally, I think when Broadway was created, the divine had them in mind. The source said, Heather Headley, Cynthia Erivo, you are Broadway. Broadway is you. The song Too Beautiful for Words from The Color Purple. Jason, let's get it up just a little bit because I have a clip of it that I want to share with you here tonight on Max and Friends. And when we're back, Gordana Biernat at My Power Talk on Twitter joins me. So right now on Max and Friends, Too Beautiful for Words.
I've seen this life from high and low and all that's in between. I've danced with dukes, crooned with counts, been courted like a queen. But when I see what's in your heart, all the past is blurred. The grace you bring into this world's too beautiful for words. You hide your head under your wings, just like a little bird. Oh, don't you know you're beautiful, too beautiful for words. See, you're too beautiful for.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
I could just weep from that 1 minute and 19 seconds of that song, Too Beautiful for Words. That was Heather Headley. That is from The Color Purple. You know the phrase, walk. Run, don't walk. Y'all better, I don't care how you get to New York, but get there, go on delta.com, get your ticket, and you got to go see The Color Purple. Literally, it's that good. And I've never been to a Broadway show until this one, where literally when Cynthia Erivo is singing, people are standing up in the middle of her song, cheering her on. So Color Purple, Oprah Winfrey. Thank you all. I'm so grateful that you have The Color Purple. Cynthia Erivo just won a Tony. It won Tony for Best Broadway Revival. Go see it. Because literally, I think when you start seeing acting and when you see a stage and when you see an orchestra, when you hear an orchestra, when you see movement and you see things happening, that is how we create. And to be inspired by other creations as opposed to just our daily routine, when we see creations in front of us that are happening, we have the ability to then go in, make the choice to create. I was telling my guest, Gordana Biernat, who's joining us in just a moment at My Power Talk, before we got on live on the show, that I'm the conductor. We are conductors in our lives. And we have everyone from an orchestra to stars on the stage to our costume, hair and makeup, sound, the people who built the stage, the ushers. We are conducting masterpieces and acknowledging and being grateful for all that are part of our production, which is life. We just have to acknowledge them, be grateful. And what are the intentions behind your production, your life? So tonight, we're going to talk about that. It's 11:11 on the East Coast. So, you know what that means? Y'all can make a wish. And my next guest was born 11:11 at 11:11. And she's on Twitter at My Power Talk. You all know and love her. And that's one of the reasons why she's back, because so do I. My guest, Gordana Biernat. Welcome back to Max and Friends.
Hi, Max. It's so great to be back. And I love you too. You know that.
So you're an 11-11 girl. Right now on the East Coast, it's an 11-11.
Yes, I am. And it's a snapshot of the universe, the way you want it to be. I really love that 11-11 thing going on in the world. And being born on that day, it's actually, it gives you a specific energy. It makes you a seeker, and it makes you look within, trying to find yourself, and just love it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's all about believing and going even deeper into the belief, into knowing. So tonight here, you know, I joked with you earlier in the show, I said, we're not even going to talk about like what the topic of the show is tonight with you anymore, because all I want to do is have our guests join us in conversation. And doesn't that make the most sense for you and I?
Always. We always have the best talks when we just talk. If we plan too much, it becomes rigid. So it's beautiful to do it this way.
It's too beautiful for words.
It actually is. I was actually thinking about that when I listened to the song, because we talked about talking about the now moment and the flow of now. And usually I have these problems with just sitting down and meditating, you know, connecting to oneness and all that is. And I know why it's a problem for us to do that, because actually what we will find is too beautiful for words, which means that we cannot comprehend it, and it scares us. So I think a lot of people really do have a problem with true meditation, you know, meditation without thoughts and just experiencing oneness, because what you would see would be too beautiful for words, for thoughts, and it's scary. It's scary for us to do that.
For some, not for me.
I know.
Me, fear is false evidence appearing real, and I do not buy into fear. I just don't.
Yes.
Or being scared, because scared, again, is going to emotion. And I'd rather work on the truth and knowledge than emotion.
I know, and I do. I get what you're saying, but at the same time, I mean, not being afraid of looking yourself in the eye, but being unable to comprehend it in words, and that can be scary for some people.
Yeah.
But I know that you love your, you really love meditating. So
I get what. I use an app from Sri Sri Ravi Shankar. I'll post it later, called the Sattva app, because it records the time. It gives you options to meditate. You can meditate with their guided meditation. You could meditate on your own. You can meditate in silence. And then I saw a great video not too long ago on YouTube that I had to repost, and it was the simplicity of meditation, which all it is focusing on your breath for those who are struggling in meditation. But tonight we're talking about meditation. It's a great thing. It's a great tool. It's something that connects us to source, because I believe that when you pray, you ask, but when you meditate, you listen. So we have to listen sometimes.
Exactly.
But what I want to do is, I just want to play another song, because I feel like I want to get the songs out of the way right now. Not that I'm not appreciative of them or grateful for them, but I know that we're going to have a lot of talking. So I don't want to break up when we get into the conversation. So I want to ask my listeners, our listeners tonight, what is it that you believe? And let's go deeper and change the belief into knowing. What is it that you know? And what is it that you know for sure? And if you really don't know, now you know. But if you don't know and you want to stick to the belief for a while, let this song kind of penetrate through your soul. It's from one of my dear friends, Sharon Gatow. She's also known as Sharon Agati. You might remember her from The Real World London. Sharon was my boo for almost like 5 years. So for all of you who know the lingo, yes, it's true. She was my boo for 5 years. And I just believe that people come into our lives, and if we're open to receive them, we do. Just like Gordana, we received each other. We haven't even met in real life. And here we are doing many of shows.
Yes.
But right now, let's play that wonderful song, Believe, from Sharon Gatow, Sharon Agati, on Max and Friends. And when we're back, get ready, because Gordon and I are going to give you a life class. Stay tuned to Max and Friends. I'm host Max Tucci.
Believe.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Sharon Gatal, the song Believe. I am so grateful for that song just because I want you all to believe in love. Not only believe in love, but know love. You know the song, I Want to Know What Love Is? I want you all to know what love is. Gordana, I know you have something to say about that song. What's up? My guest, Gordana Bernat at My Power Talk, everyone, if you're just tuning in. What do you have to say about that song?
Which one of them?
The last
I
want to
know
one.
What love is.
Believe. Yeah. Believe by Sharon Gatal.
Oh my God. Believe. Everything is about what you believe about your own reality and about yourself. So I think it's actually the essence of existence here in this film. What you believe is what you receive. So it says it all.
And, you know, when you hear the like lyrics like that, it reminds me like these are like she wrote that song, too. And it's like these are the songs that we need to hear because they create reality. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, they do, because they create some kind of a framework of a specific reality, and every belief does that. So if you can find something that really heightens your frequency or heightens your experience of reality, like that song or other songs that also heighten your frequency, you should be listening to them and enjoying them in order to create exactly that kind of reality. Because words create reality, music create reality, thoughts create reality, everything we do creates reality. Choose them wisely, all the things that we are creating.
We are creating, and in the creation and in it all, the reason why this show is happening tonight is because, like Martin Luther King, I had a dream. I had a dream, and you, Gordana, were in my dream last night, and you said to me about like experiencing the flow and staying in the flow and being part of the flow. And what is the flow? What does it mean to you, the flow? And why are you coming to me in my dreams?
I think that we're connected beyond time and space. So we talk to each other through dreams. And that's the flow. I think it's the synchronistic flow in our lives that are connecting us, is connecting us the way it is, maybe through dreams, and we're connecting through talking to each other. Now I'm in Sweden, you're in America, and I mean, we are connecting without being physically connected in geographically at the same place. So everything is all about the flow of energy going between us. I think that's why we like each other so much. We are of the same frequency, so we find each other. It doesn't matter where we are geographically.
True. So let's discuss the flow. What does it mean to you, the flow, and how do we get in it?
Well, it depends on what kind of flow you're talking about. I know that you mentioned the flow of now, because that's the only flow there is. There is no flow of time. It's only a flow of eternal now moments, experience, which we experience in every single one of them. And then we kind of experience them as time, linear time, but there is actually no such thing. It's only lots and lots of eternal now moments where we exist and experience ourselves and our reality out there. And I think that maybe what we could talk about is how to use this eternal now moment in order to experience this physical reality. Because, I mean, you can use it to experience reality, this focus point of now, by being very mindful, for instance, by experiencing everything like super realistic in your reality. You can experience the rain, the sun, breathing, whatever you wish in this physical reality. And then you can experience, and that would be experiencing now. And then you can meditate, for instance, and that would be to go into a now moment without any thoughts and expanding now instead of experiencing now. You just sit there without any thoughts. And I would call these two modes of experiencing now. And then you have the now as a point of creation, because you not only experience your reality, you create it also. And you can only do that in the now moment. Yeah. And how do we use the now moment as a point of creation? And we do that by, for instance, daydreaming. Because the only place in reality where you actually can change your frequency is in the now. And how do you do that? Well, you do that by daydreaming about good things you want in your reality. So you heighten your frequency, and later on in the next now moment, you will have a heightened frequency, and you will experience a different kind of reality, which will match what you daydreamed about.
Because it's becoming active, worrying. Right? You're putting it into active mode, let's call it.
Yes, exactly. By daydreaming and using your thoughts and free will to experience something that hasn't yet happened, but that you would want to happen, you kind of, it's like shooting out a rocket. you send the message into the future, and then you ripe it when you come to the future. When the next now moment comes, you have already received what you daydreamed about. But the same thing goes with worry, for instance. You're doing the same thing as daydreaming, only the rocket you're sending out is negatively charged, and it will give you a negative reality. The daydreaming stuff is conscious, because you're actually focusing on what you want, and you know what you want. You're conscious when you're doing it. But when you worry, you're focusing on something you don't want, and still you're getting it. So it becomes an unconscious creation.
Well, and you know, I just had this thought process now that daydreaming is meditating in the knowing, while worrying is meditating in the unknown.
Yes.
So when we can meditate, I would rather meditate knowing in the daydream, because the daydream I am creating, than meditating in the unknown and letting others create for me. Which I think is what worry is. We allow others to take captive of our life and create their reality in our life, as opposed to us creating the reality into our life. And I think once we grab hold of the understanding and the knowledge that we create our lives, we are the conductors of our lives, and just conductor, you know, when things are being conducted, there's energy, there's vibrations, and we have the ability to create our lives. So with that thought process, why do you think we people, I shouldn't say we, but a majority of people allow others to create their lives for them?
I don't think that we allow them consciously. What we do is we do not understand that we are the imaginers, creators, and consumers of our own reality. We don't get that.
Say that again. We're the what?
that we are the imaginers, creators, and consumers of our own reality. It's a loop. I mean, we are imagining things we want in our reality, then we're creating them, and then we're consuming them, and it goes around and round. And if you don't understand that, because that's essential to understand, you become a victim, because others who know this will create your reality for you. So it's
part of the flow.
Yes.
What flow do you want to be in, right? You know, a river constantly flows, and the minute the river stops flowing, it dries up and all is done, right? I mean, it's that simple. Yeah. And a river doesn't think how it flows, it just flows. So we think too much, right?
Yes.
As opposed to daydream.
maybe it's so that we need to start daydreaming much more, like children do, because children are really, really very focused in the now, and they don't care what other people will say about them. They follow their desires so intensely that nobody else can create something for them, because they are so full of their desires and their will to experience those desires that there is no place for anyone else to interfere with that.
And because they haven't been told no over and over and over again.
Yes, maybe it's so. And they haven't had exactly. Yeah. That is so true.
You know,
because
you said
the conditioning kind of puts the light, put the light out. If you look at yourself as a light searching out things in the darkness, in the dark void, because it contains everything, and you're the light searching out things from it. If you don't know that you are the light, then others will light for you, and you will see what others want you to see. You have to understand that you are the light, you're the creator, you're the source, as I said before, imaginer and consumer. Yes, you are the source. So knowing who you are and what you want and your desires are really, really essential if you want to create your own reality and not allow others to do that.
So then when does it turn from consciously creating our own reality to having a desire that we want so bad turn into ego and being egotistical?
When you forget your source again, because if you think that you're just the ego, that's when it goes wrong. You can never be your ego. You are the source, which means that desires, I mean, if you chase your desires without taking notion to others, without being kind to others, then your ego has become too big for you and you are focused entirely on your ego. So it's I don't know. I can't give you an example.
So that it comes to intentions then, right? If the intention is to fill the ego rather than the desire, there's a short circuit.
Yes, I think that your intentions are really, really one of the most important things. That.
So what are your intentions today, Gordana? For today?
I woke up with that question in my head. I've been having these very, very strange things going on in the morning when I wake up for a couple of days now where I mean, I feel like I'm asleep, but I'm fully conscious. Even before I open my eyes, I'm conscious of everything. Conscious that I'm back in this physical reality and that I'm in my body and I am here, but I haven't awoken yet. So that gives me an opportunity to kind of speak to my higher self. And this morning, my asked me a question. It said, "What is your intention today?" And I automatically went into my schedule. I have to call the bank. I have to call my dentist. And my higher self said, "Stop. I asked you, what is your intention today?" And I was thinking, what does that mean? What do I need to focus on? And then I just took one breath in and out, and it came to me. I need to focus on what I want to experience today, what kind of emotions I want to fill this day with, not my schedule. And when I started thinking about that, it was very clear to me. I think most people want this. I wanted to feel how it is to give and receive love. I wanted to feel how it is to be fully aware in every single moment of this day, because this day will not come back. This is it. This is the one day. So if I'm to fill it with something, it should be love and awareness. That's my intention for today. And my higher self went, now we're talking. Go and enjoy your day.
Yeah, well, you're connecting to source.
Yes.
And when we connect to source, that's when we're able to function with clarity. Because clarity kicked in for you. It was like, hold on, it's not about your dentist, it's not about your bank. And I think when we lose clarity, you know, Ashru was who's on the show recently, often, he's one of my he's my soul brother. He has a video on clarity. And the first thing he says in the beginning of the video is, boom, shakalaka, clarity. And it's like, we need that that disruption to bring us back to what are we focusing on? So it is. Clarity gives us intentions. But it just gives us clarity.
Yes. And the intention, it's not about the details in your reality, because it doesn't matter what the details are. If you have of what you want to experience, it becomes a filter which you do everything, every single thing you do during the day will be colored by this intention. So it doesn't matter. It's not in the details. It's always in the intention of what you want to experience. And
so
you can do that everywhere.
The intention matters, not the details.
Always.
Right? And we get focused. I think that's where we lose the clarity, because we start focusing on the details rather than the source.
Well, as they say, the devil is always in the details, because if you focus in the details,
fictitious creature.
Yes, I know. But I meant the negative frequency. Is always in the details. It creates worry. It creates stress when you start focusing on the details. It's like, I mean, dropping into a maze and not knowing where to find the way out of it. You always have to lift yourself, heighten your frequency in order to see the entire maze. So it's never in the details. It's always in a higher frequency.
It is. And, you know, I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of flack for saying that fictitious creature. If you want to tweet me at Max Tucci. By all means, I love you for tweeting me because it just means that. And I didn't just have this revelation, but I had this thought when we're with people, Gordana, and we're in, let's say, a conversation, and the conversation becomes heated. What I believe is getting heated is that the truth of the other person who doesn't see it as the truth, as you see it, they start to become combative. They start to argue. They start to get threatened because their truth of what they perceive is being compromised. So if I'm compromising your truth, tweet me at Max Tucci. You could even email me, max@maxtucci.com. Mm-hmm. But if you do, I really hope you do it with who you say you are. Like, just don't send me a picture of an egg because I want to talk to people, not robots. So have the guts, mm-hmm. if you want to challenge this conversation, to be who you really are in this life and not hide behind Twitter. You know, but that's not – we're getting into the details now. So let's get back to the source. Yes. Because the source right now that we're talking about is The Flow of Now. My guest is Gordana Biernat at My Power Talk on Twitter. Go get her app, Ask Nomi, N-O-M-I. It's a oracle in the pocket. You have some wonderful books coming out. Back to the source. So we have kind of come together to have conversation because this has been a hot topic. Ever since we had the shows with Gordana and Valerie, you guys have responded greatly. So guys and gals, so keep responding to us because we're going to deliver shows like this. You ask and we receive and we deliver. You ask and we receive and then we deliver. So definitely keep tweeting us your thoughts, your ideas, your confusions, your clarity, whatever your emotion is, whatever your process is, because it in that way we can then build upon conversation. So tonight, we're having a great conversation. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Thank you for joining us on Max and Friends. My guest is Gordana Biernat. Getting back into the flow of now, the eternal now, this is it. Why do we, when I say we collectively, collective beings, struggle, and we talked about this on the other shows, but why is it that struggle becomes more of the focus rather than the resolution or the solving of things?
I think it's always about conditioning and how our society works as a whole. We are not perceived as realistic if we focus on good things in life. We're always reminded of the bad things in life. So If you start talking about positive things, people will say, well, you're not realistic. You're so naive. Can't you see what's happening around you? And it brings you down. So struggle becomes some kind of – it becomes real. It becomes more real than anything else. Yes. And it's not. It's also a belief system because, for instance, saying that you – no gain, no pain – no pain, no gain. You heard it. It's a Freudian slip. No pain, no gain. That is a belief system. It's nothing else than that because there are a lot of people that have success without any pain because they understand how their reality works. So I think there is a hidden...
What does reality mean to you? Let's define reality. What does reality mean to you?
Well, defining reality to me is what I am experiencing in this physical body right now. Because I'm a spirit. Yes, I'm a spirit having a physical experience in a physical body, which means that everything that happens here has a message to me and my spirit that I need at the moment and that I need in order to grow in my soul. So physical reality, this reality where I'm in at the moment, is a very important thing for my soul. That is why I am here. I'm here to explore it, to enjoy it, to learn from it. I don't think that I'm here to struggle, actually.
Do you believe any of us are here to struggle?
No, that was what I was trying to say afterwards, because I don't think anyone is here to struggle. I think that this is a belief system that we have bought into, which is not good for us.
I think deeper than belief system, it becomes a pattern in pathology. It's something taught to us.
Yes, it is. For me, it's a belief system that is really sticky, and that it's hard to see through it. It's like a wall. You think that it is your reality because you've heard it so many times, served to you since you were a child. Mm-hmm. So of course we can't see beyond that wall, because it becomes your reality. All your beliefs becomes your reality. So if you believe this, that is your reality. And I think it's very easy to stop it, because all you have to do is to understand that this reality is about frequencies. It's about what you put out is what you get back. So you have to start focusing on what am I putting out there. You have to dare to ask questions about these kind of beliefs. Do I really have to struggle in order to gain something? Are there examples of people not struggling and still gaining something in their life? I mean, actively seek solutions instead of staying in the problems and saying, this is my life, that's how it is, I'm a victim.
I think it also comes down to the reality for so many people that when you know better, you do better. And this is all they know. This is a lot of people only know struggle. And therefore, I think they're caught up in that web, that they're the moth in the butterfly in the spider web, you know, and they're caught up in the belief that struggle is what they should experience, is what they should live through, and is their life, you know. And I believe strongly that when we know better, we do better, and we can never blame anyone, because some people, that's all they know. That's all they know. Until we come in, Gordon and I, disrupt it all and then show you that really that's not what life is about.
No, it's not, because when I was a child, my entire reality was about avoiding fear, because I was born into a family where, well, my father was very dominant, and I had to explain everything I did in my reality. I felt like a mental prisoner there. So everything I did was to avoid conflicts with him. And my entire reality became a fear-based way of exploring reality, avoiding fear, instead of joy-seeking, because that is what I was born to do. I was born to seek joy in this reality.
And so what brings you joy right now in this reality, in this present moment?
My son and my husband, and just enjoying the summer here in Sweden, that brings me joy. Simple things in my life and complicated things in my life, because I mean, nothing is very simple. Everything is as complicated as you want to see it. I mean, loving someone can sound very simple, but it can also be complicated. But still, to receive love and to give love and to experience everything in full awareness now, that is what brings me joy in the now moment. I don't plan for longer periods anymore. I just enjoy being in the now, and that gives me great pleasure and joy.
Yeah. And I think the reality of the now is exactly, if we want joy in this moment, we can create joy. Because I always say, I've said this for years, that life really is easy. We make it hard. We make it hard because we don't focus on the joy. And so the lesson that I want to give you for this week, my listeners, our listeners, is that when you wake up in the morning, listen, you can have a happy life. I promise you can. And you're already living a happy life. You just might not realize it. So when you wake up, just take a piece of paper and simply do the steps. Write three things that make you happy for that moment. Three things. If it's your bed, whatever it is, I'm not going to put thoughts into your head, but just write down three things. And when you start with three, you'll see that you can't just have three. You'll go to 5, 10, 15, 20. Write them down. And when you write down all the things that you're grateful for in that moment when you awake, before you start anything else, before you grab your cell phone, before you make phone calls, before you get caught up in the routine, create the happiness and the intentions you want for that day. What do you think about that, Gordana?
I think it's a beautiful thought, and it's a really, really effective thing to do.
And easy.
It can actually, yes, very easy, and it actually changes the way you look at your life. It changes your frequency, because gratitude is one of the best boosters ever. If you feel down, try to find the things you're grateful for, and it will heighten your frequency, and you start creating something else in your life. It's all about focus. I mean, what you focus on will grow. So if you can't find anything else, just be grateful, as you said, for your bed or whatever, the smallest of things, and it will still and create a better reality for you.
You know, it's so funny when you say the smallest things. This is one thing that I'm eternally grateful for, is a pen that works. I know it sounds so simple and just so bizarre, but when there's a pen that works, I am like the happiest person. I love a good pen. So, but yeah, like those are the simple things that will create the flow of consciousness, of consciously creating abundance, of consciously creating happiness, of consciously creating joy. What are you going to say, Gordana?
Well, I just wanted to say small things as, for instance, drinking cold water and saying thank you because you can drink cold water. I mean, that is joy and happiness in life. And that's the kind of thing we're talking about here. We're not talking about, I mean, doing, I can't even think of greater things. Just water is enough in order to be grateful and to heighten your frequency.
Yeah.
Anything, the wind in your hair. I mean, what we're actually talking about is becoming more aware of every now moment, being more mindful in what you're doing, being more present in what you're doing. And you will have so many things to be grateful for if you're present in what you're doing, whatever it might be.
The present is the present.
The present is the present. It's always that way.
Right?
It is.
It's the present. And focus on the second. You know, we don't quantum leap. You don't have to go to tomorrow. You don't have to go to 10 years from now. Be cheerful for this moment. You know, forget the mistakes of the past, because you're free from the past. You're free from the future. You have this moment. Get caught up in this second. Well, this second is going to lead to another, which is going to have to tell me to tell you all. I love you all for tuning in tonight. You know what this means, Gordana.
Yes.
But we have to wrap this show up.
I know. It's always, the time flies so fast when we talk.
Well, because we talk about the illusion of time, but this is what I know for sure. And then I want to know what you know for sure. What I know for sure here on Max and Friends is that every word that we're spoke to say during this show for you has been said. So even though that the time might be over, everything that we gave to you is what we're here to give you. So for that, I'm grateful. I'm grateful you tuned in to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Before we go, Gordana, what is it that you know for sure?
What I know for sure, Max, is that now is your point of power, and I want you to use it to shape your future. But don't worry, because now is forever and it is always now. And I want everyone to shine on.
Shine on. It's that simple. And I want you all to shine on into this week. This week, when you go into tomorrow, I really encourage you to sit down and write down three things. If it has to be 30, even more power to you. But write down at least three things that you're grateful for. Start doing that every single day, and you will see the frequency and the happiness of gratitude start being more and more present in your life. And remember that no experience is ever wasted. So with that said, I'm grateful for all my experiences, because I don't believe in mistakes. I believe in lessons learned. And with that note, I want you to take life to the max, love one another, and just be happy and be in a constant state of gratitude because you're breathing. I love you all for tuning in. Stay tuned to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio every Sunday night. And remember to get the LA Talk Radio app. It's free. And to get the archive of the show, go to latalkradio.com/Max. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Good night and good karma.